This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Where do we find ourselves, do you suppose? And by ourselves, I of course mean this economy, on this Wednesday before Thanksgiving in the year 2022. I'd be lying if I said we knew, because for every good thing we learn, it seems there is another that makes the opposite case. Today being just another example of that. We learned this morning that orders for durable goods, the big, heavy, expensive stuff like cars and dishwashers, were up a full percent last month, more than the experts had been guessing. But at the same time, first-time claims for unemployment benefits went up. 240,000 people lost their jobs last week. That is 17,000 more people out of work than the week before. Of course, a couple of data points do not a trend make, but honestly, this is sort of an economic puzzler right now, right? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman spent his day trying to untangle it.
Let's start with the most worrisome news. Jobless claims are at a three-month high. Plus, there's been a wave of layoff announcements, especially by Amazon and other tech firms. But
it remains premature to say that we're seeing a downturn in employment.
John Lear is chief economist at Morning Consult.
In large part because the tech sector represents a relatively small share of the total U.S. economy, something like maybe 7% of total workers.
And these victims of the tech slump in particular don't worry Lear over much.
Many of those workers who are being laid off are basically immediately finding new jobs. It still remains a very tight labor market with folks who have that skill set.
Then there's that favorable economic news. Rising orders for durable goods in October, led by aircraft and autos and manufacturing and business equipment. Andrew Hunter at Capital Economics says that points to a big improvement in global supply chains and fewer shortages.
Particularly things like semiconductors, which were causing significant problems in the auto sector. Those shortages are now fading, or in some cases even turning to gluts of parts.
Gluts of parts. Wow, I didn't think I'd be saying those three words together for a while. Another factor, strong business investment, is also keeping the economy humming, says Sarah Johnson at S&P Global Market Intelligence.
It's a very tight labor market, so businesses will invest in labor-saving technologies.
But as good as the current economic data is, Johnson says it's still likely to worsen in coming months as rising interest rates slow the economy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.